There's been a twist in the case against an Azerbaijani pastor. India's anti-conversion laws won't stop the church from growing, and ministry doors finally open in Zimbabwe. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Slava Gospel Association's been following the trial of a persecuted Azerbaijani pastor who's been falsely accused. SGA's Joel Griffiths says they just got the verdict.
Pastor Hamid Shabanov was actually convicted on the false charge of possessing an illegal weapon. He's insisting that he's innocent. He's going to continue fighting to clear his name. Unless that conviction is overturned, the pastor will have a criminal record. But the good news is, from what we understand, it doesn't look like Hamid is going to have to go to prison.
It's interesting to note that the conviction might have been an acknowledgement of Shabanov's innocence. Griffith adds,
if he had actually been found innocent, then that reflects poorly on the police and the authorities and could get them in some sort of illegal hot water. So it's assumed that perhaps this conviction, but not sending him to jail, was sort of a way for the local authorities to save face.
Shabanov's ministry has gotten particularly close scrutiny. Although SGA supports work there, there's much opposition. Pray for believers there.
We would certainly just want them to be held up in prayer for their protection and for their encouragement, and that the gospel would be able to go forth unhindered.
Elsewhere, anti-conversion laws still pose a threat to Christians in India. Several states expect laws to be passed or already have them. Global Advance's David Shibley says in some Indian states,
you can worship freely as a Christian or as a Muslim. Just don't go trying to get those from other faiths to embrace yours. Now, that, of course, hits at the very heart of who we are as believers in Jesus.
Shibley says anti-conversion laws may have negative short-term effects, but overall, the church will keep growing.
It's important for us to also understand why these laws have been enacted in the first place, and that is because the church is growing, growing vigorously, and they are bringing people in from the historically dominant religions of those areas, and there are those, of course, who wish to stop it.
Despite growth, days are difficult for these believers under these laws, and your prayers are needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. At last, doors have opened in Zimbabwe. Through prayer and negotiation, Serving in Mission and its partner can now distribute critical food aid. Cholera and famine have claimed thousands of lives since August. Desperate for food, many fled to South Africa. Until now, government officials rejected SIM's multiple relief attempts. SIM needs prayer for wisdom and safety as they distribute food aid throughout eastern Zimbabwe. Pray also that through the volunteers, many will see Christ's love.
65% of Bible-believing Christians have never read the entire New Testament. And so one of the things that we are passionate about is getting the church in America to return to knowing the Scripture for themselves.
Faith Comes by Hearing will be living out this mission in Houston, Texas, as they challenge churches to listen to audio Scripture of the whole New Testament. National Director Troy Carl adds the ministry is especially excited by the interest from the Catholic Church.
The Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, Daniel Cardinal DiNardo, is challenging every parish in the Houston area to participate. And so just for Lent, we have over 150,000 people in the Catholic Church listening to Scripture over the 40 days of Lent. And of course, we anticipate more.
Over 2 million people are expected to listen to Scripture through similar campaigns this year. Contact Faith Comes by Hearing so your church can participate. And do you ever wonder if your donation to a ministry has lasting impact? On a video update, three young people in Africa share how Book of Hope materials transformed their lives over 4 years ago. Poverty, violence, and corruption plague many in Africa. Book of Hope brings the compassion of Christ into young lives with the Book of Hope and the Godman film. You can support this ministry with your donations. Ask fellow believers to pray with you for young people in Africa. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners. We need people who believe in the power of prayer who will commit to praying over each MNN news story every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you 5 stories to pray over every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.